Welcome back to This Week in Race Baseball. Our featured guest this week is President of Baseball Operations, Matt Silverman. Matt, first of all, congratulations. Not too long ago, the birth of your second child, another daughter. What are you losing more sleep over now? The fact that you're into September and the race is there, or the fact that you're just not getting much sleep from second child?
Yeah, this is the time of year we don't sleep that much, although I'm not sure when we do sleep. So having a newborn up doesn't disrupt that much. That said, she's a great sleeper. She's been a very cooperative two-week-old, and hoping that's a good sign for the future.
You certainly had your challenges, not only balancing family life, but also July trading deadline, August trading deadline, September call-ups. Which has been the hardest part of all this?
The July deadline was a tough one. Just so many different conversations going on. August is a little bit more controlled, given that there's only a certain number of players out there at a certain time, and many of the players that we put claims on, we don't even get. So not as many conversations. It was a good approach. Our goal is to make sure this team has enough to get through the rest of the year, to make sure that we give this club a chance. At the same time, we're always making sure that we're keeping an eye on the future. And that's what we're always balancing. You see it in the moves that we made in July, see it in August, and probably what we'll end up doing in September also.
And we'll certainly touch on and backtrack a little bit, but you've had a lot of learning opportunities during this season. What have you learned the most in your first full year as President of Baseball Operations that you didn't know being on the business side?
I think one thing that's very different this year is just the number of transactions that have taken place at the major league level, the minor league level, the roster maneuvering because of the injuries that we've had and the way we've utilized our players has been different. It's been challenging. It's been invigorating in a way. It means great communication from the major leagues to the minor leagues, the coaches to the clubhouse, throughout the player development system. I think we've gotten better at that. There's room to grow, but in terms of staying on the same page and being unified, we're doing a really nice job.
What did you learn about yourself, about this role that you didn't know?
Well, what I knew, but I even know better now, is that we have an incredible team in place. And what's been built here over the past decade is a really well-oiled machine. There are places where we can improve. There are places where we can further explore. But the foundation and the core that we have is great. And we've relied upon that with some new faces added in to produce the results that we have this year and feel really good looking forward.
One of those is Kevin Cash, and it's new, the relationship between the two of you on a daily basis. How challenging has it been? What have you both learned, you think, about one another?
Well, we've learned that right after a game ends, especially when we lose, is probably not the best time to sit and talk and debrief. But we decided that before the year started, that we'd go ahead and wait till the next day to get into a lot of the nitty-gritty. The communication is constant. It goes back and forth. But neither of us is afraid to have the tough conversation to address any conflict. And I think Kevin is taking that into the clubhouse, too, where he's not afraid to have tough conversations. It doesn't mean that he doesn't love someone, but you need to have those conversations and address conflict. And I think it's helped the clubhouse atmosphere this year.
Certainly you were hoping for certain things when he came in. What have you learned about Kevin? Because this has been the most challenging year in terms of injuries and transactions.
His energy level has been really good. It's been high. He's been optimistic even when we've had some tough stretches. And what I've seen even more than when we interviewed him is the competitor. He wants to win. He wants to win badly. And I think that's rubbed off on this club. They see how much he wants to win, and it inspires them to go even further and be even more competitive. At the same time, he can cut up with the best of them. He's got a lot of jokes on the bench. He keeps things light and keeps everyone engaged in the game. And those are strengths that you don't know until you actually see him manage, but it's been pleasant to see that.
If I were to tell you that you'd have 27 DL stints by the start of September, Alex Cobb would never throw a pitch, Jake McGee would go on the DL twice, Drew Smyly would have a handful of starts, and on and on and on, where would you think this team would have been at that point?
I would have thought that the goal of meaningful games in September wouldn't be achievable. But we've really tested the depth of our system, the talent level. We've seen guys step up, and it's really helped us have a better sense of what we have looking forward. Certainly didn't want these injuries. I think our club could have performed better if we had had a healthier club, but we've been able to turn it into positives. And we're sitting here beginning of September. We're still in it. We're one hot streak away from being in the second wild card. And once you're in the dance, you have a chance to win it.
Injury equals opportunity in a lot of cases. Who is best taken, or what players have best taken of the chances they've had to produce here because of injury?
You know, Logan Forsythe certainly stands out as someone who wasn't envisioned as an everyday player when we looked at the opening day roster, but we thought had the talent level to do that. And given the opportunity, he has really seized it and shown an ability to hit well, play incredible defense, and stay healthy and stay on the field. And that durability has been really important. The positional flexibility helps, but you know, we have a guy who we believe in and has really stepped up with that opportunity. You know, Alex Colome is someone else who, in a different way, had an opportunity to go into the bullpen because of a number of injuries and situation. And rather than looking at that as a demotion, which is not, he has really embraced it, and we've seen a different pitcher. We've seen a guy who is excelling, and whether he's in the bullpen or in the starting rotation next year, I expect he's going to be an even better pitcher because of it.
You've mentioned some players who've certainly excelled. In terms of units, where do you think you had more than maybe you thought you did initially, because certain positions or certain places in the field, you did better with all the injuries you had?
Yeah, on the pitching side, we've been able to give some guys some opportunities and see pitchers like Matt Andrees step up and develop while on the job and show, you know, that he's got a really bright future for us. Erasmo Ramirez came in as a question mark for the industry. We had a lot of faith in him, and he's gone out, especially after those first couple outings, and shown us that he can be a reliable starter who can go out and compete and give us a chance to win every time he takes the ball. So on the pitching side, I feel better about our depth, and we have some other youngsters who are going to be going to be coming on the roster later this year. That's going to be part of our future wave, and feel better just about that group as a whole. Secondarily, we have a lot of infielders. And Nick Franklin has had a season marred by injury, and we have a lot of confidence in him. He's hitting really well in AAA. You add him to the mix of players that we have, so many good infielders, it's going to be a good problem to have next year to work through that glut of infielders.
In terms of things that you have great needs for next year, what would top your list then, based on what you've seen from a depth standpoint, from what you know about the system?
We actually feel pretty good about our roster and looking ahead, that we don't have that many big holes to fill. And a lot of those will be done internally. That's the way we do things. We don't go out and sign the big free agents to fill holes. We hope that we have those guys internally and give them opportunities to show what they can do. Just looking at our roster overall, we're much deeper on the pitching side and on the infield side. Outfield, we feel good, but there isn't the same level of depth that we have in other areas. So I expect that'll be an area of focus for us. But the good thing is we have that pitching experience. We have the pitching talent and depth there, and that's a great foundation to have.
The thing that I usually hear about on postgame shows is having power. And obviously, Evan has not had the year you would have anticipated in terms of that. Steven Souza Jr. was hurt. Richie Schaefer has shown it in the minor leagues. We don't know yet at the major league level. You've got 20-plus homers beyond what Kansas City's done, but they've been able to score a lot more runs. How do you try and maximize the run scoring aspect to go along with the run prevention you've put forward?
Yeah, run prevention is going to be our bread and butter, and that's pitching and defense. And we look for the timely hits. Some of the power guys that we thought we were going to get production from just haven't been as healthy, and Desmond is someone you didn't mention, but we expected to have 10 to 15 home runs from Desmond Jennings. We expected more from Souza if he had been able to stay healthy. Longoria, lots of doubles, not as many home runs, but those things can flip very easily. It really comes down to sequencing and getting those timely hits. And at times this year, we've really struggled with runners in scoring position. Don't think it's because of a poor approach. I think a lot of it is just bad luck and bad outcomes. And those are the types of things that over the course of time can revert back to normal. But we've had some bad luck in those situations. If it reverses itself, we'll be scoring more runs in the future.
And you did during the course of the Baltimore series. Again, we're chatting with Matt Silverman on This Week in Rays Baseball. Fans always have other questions during the course of the season, and I think probably the trading deadline was where I probably got the most questions. And as you can understand, it was around Kevin Jepsen. Can you explain further about looking at the future and the present and why you did what you did at the time?
Yeah, that was a very difficult one, not just because of Kevin's talent, but because of what he meant in the clubhouse. And he, in a short period of time, became a strong voice and a leader in our clubhouse, and especially with the bullpen. A very difficult decision. And it's one where we have two pitching prospects in return who we think are going to be very important to our future, and we can't ever be naked on the pitching side. If we had known that Jake McGee was going to go down under injury and that we'd be thinner on the relief side, maybe it changes the calculus, but we didn't have the benefit of that knowledge. At the same time, it's given Alex Colome the opportunity to step up and show what he can do, and we've been able to add some reinforcements from Durham in September. Hopefully we'll be able to weather that, have the bullpen as a strength, but certainly we've missed Jepson and the performance that he had given us in the past.
You do have or have gained Matt Moore back. How much closer is he to where he was from 2 years ago, and what can he be going forward? Because in 2016, you probably need a good Matt Moore.
Yeah, and we need a good Matt Moore, and we believe that Matt Moore is back. He scuffled a little bit in some of his early starts here. It's hard to come back from injury. It is, especially with that long of a layoff, and then to come back in really tight games at the major league level, that transition is not easy. And so going down into Durham, get a few starts, get back into a rhythm and a tempo, and get his confidence back up, that's what we thought was needed. He did a really nice job embracing that challenge, and now he's ready to come back up. I think these next few starts will be important ones for him to build his confidence and head into next year and know that he's a healthy pitcher who can go out there and be an everyday starter for us.
And it looks like you've gotten some of that from Drew Smyly with the big start he had in Baltimore this past week. With Alex Cobb down for the year, how much can you really expect from him the back end of next year, knowing what you dealt with Matt Moore and knowing how difficult a surgery it is to come back from? And how does that figure into your planning for 16 and beyond?
Well, you know, we know the challenges of the surgery rehab. Alex is doing a great job. He's very disciplined. He's very focused on it. And we look for him to come back sometime around the same timetable, a little bit, maybe a little later than Matt Moore. His performance is going to be a bonus for us. We can't count on it, but if he does his work and his body responds the way it can, he can be a real asset for us down the stretch next year. And to add him to the guys that we can have, that we expect to have in our rotation, it'll be a good problem to be juggling 6-7 starting pitchers, just like it's a good problem right now to be juggling those extra pitchers that we have.
Best of luck with the juggling act down the stretch. We certainly appreciate a few minutes, and this week in Rays baseball, and hopefully you get some sleep too.
All right. Thanks a lot, Neil.
That's Matt Silverman, president of baseball operations. We'll continue right after this. You're listening to the Rays Baseball Network.